Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Dakota Lone Star here live with you. And today, I actually, interestingly enough, I'd made a Facebook video and was working on that going viral because of the message, the mirror message. It was a 48-second video. Anyway, all right, here's what's interesting. Today's program is entitled How Not to Raise Nazis in the Era of the Modern Family. How Not to Raise Nazis in the Era of the Modern Fam. All right, so, you know, I was just listening to Chris Plant. My wife and I were just listening to Chris Plant a few minutes ago on WMAL. He brought out a great point. He said, basically, I've always known that today's liberal Democrats are delusional. I've always known that. But he said that he used the word sick. And he's right. They're sick. And that's nothing to make light of. You're sick if you believe that you have the market cornered in terms of humanitarian effort or efforts. You're sick if you knowingly vote for a woman that takes money from, gladly took millions upon millions upon millions of dollars from Sharia Shanks, and then you claim to have voted for the little girls in America. You're sick. Because you have to ignore a mountain of evidence against you. And if you want to go back not just 100 years in America, but if you want to take us back a couple of millennia, go ahead, sickos, in terms of women's rights. And, you know, it's just amazing. All right, so how to not raise Nazis in the era of the modern family. Number one, make your children finish a board game that he or she is losing. Do this from an early age, and it will reap rewards for the next 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, or 90 years. Ensure that your child finishes a board game in which he or she is bound to lose. Number two, everyone receiving identical trophies is problematic as well. Number three, the left is really, at the end of the day, they're probably going to say, hey, look, let's just get on with life, and let's not talk about politics anymore. Well, you know what? Here's what's interesting about that whole thing. I think they know that they're sick, some of them. Even though all of them are sick, you can't. And who, I was talking to my wife this morning, who better to speak to the female vote, female constituency, internationally speaking, than a female, right? And who better to speak? So we're racist for, on a side yet related note, to have hoped, deeply hoped, that number 44, America's first quote-unquote black president, would have stood up for the Darian Alberts of the free world. But that took him like 2 or 3 years of pressure from the left, being placed on a pressure cooker before he came out. And so I guess he's not proud of his black heritage, maybe. I don't know. But maybe it's his white half that's just warring within him. I'm not sure. But so we're racist. And interestingly enough, there were only two candidates, viable candidates in this past election. One of the two is going to become the president, 45th president of the United States of America. And interestingly enough, I voted for the one that didn't take money from Sharia males of the world. So if you want to, you know, grab a recording from 5 or 10 years ago versus taking money recently, all too recently taking money from Sharia Shanks that totally and absolutely not only believe that women are deplorable, but they only count for like a quarter or half at best in terms of comparing their voice with the voice of men in their societies. So you're sick. All right, so I want to talk about something else really quick. I'm going to switch gears. We're going to go into second gear for a second. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's form of the Catholic faith is sitting in their crosshairs. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's form of the Catholic faith is squarely in the middle of Democratic crosshairs, or the DNC crosshairs. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and review some of the tapes over the course of the last couple of weeks, because, or 2 to 3 weeks, because Sir Timmy Boy Kane, being the proud little Adolf that he is, stated that Catholics would have to leave the United States of America if they didn't get on board where the LGBT community was concerned. So if I were gay, which I'm not, but if I were gay, I would, I'd have a problem with that, because that's a rather slippery slope. If I were gay, I would be a voice of reason in the wilderness, speaking to my people and encouraging them, and thereby empowering them to create more of their own churches and their own businesses, their own scouting organizations, and so forth. Because in your world, in your sick world, the Tim Kaines of the world, you consider those kind of people empowering. Otherwise, you wouldn't have chose those type of people to be your running mate or running mates. You're sick. So, anyway, if Justice Antonin Scalia, my prayer is that he's with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, did I just say that as an individual American in your new Nazi America, sickos? That an individual can't start a business without... And here's the other thing that's interesting. You guys are scared? You guys are scared? Really? We ended up bootstrapping and starting newspapers and businesses over the course of the last 8 years, right? Even after the news, obvious news, because we're not delusional, that Barack Hussein Obama would become our 44th president. It only took us a couple of days to get over how painful that was. But the painful reminder was a living memorial in terms of number 44, in terms of the lowest learner worm, and in terms of actual Nazi boots clicking together, because we weren't in Kansas, and we were never in Kansas anymore. But interestingly enough, the left has altogether donned these red pumps, and they're clicking their heels together, and they're like, we're not in Kansas anymore. No, Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore. Does that mean that we're going to harm you physically? You probably should check yourself into a facility if you think that the right's going to harm you physically. True, an actual Donald Trump supporters are going to harm you physically. You should probably check yourself into a facility at this point for those that are not, you know, stable in terms of their mental and spiritual prowess, of your mental or spiritual prowess. All right, this can be a short program today. Today's call number is 929-477-4090. My name is Dakota Lone Star. You can check me out online at 40and28.weebly.com or follow me on Twitter at DOC_OTA, DOC_OTA Lone Star on Twitter. This is going to be so much fun. You know, this is actually, I'm glad that God allowed for this kind of an election to take place so that we can put you in your place. And really, it's you guys that have put yourselves in this place. And we saw through, well, your place. And over half of America saw through your lies and your BS. And, the contraband that you were attempting to peddle this time around in the form of taking money from the Gilbert Chiggowries of the quote-unquote free world. You know, here's what's interesting. If we had a president-elect Clinton this time around, Hillary Clinton this time around, Tim Kaine, the person that said he was going to kick out Catholics for not marrying homosexuals, and really... doesn't that kind of step on many of our dreamers that are actual Catholics versus the new mod fam Catholic constituent here in the United States over the last 12, 16, 20 years? Doesn't it really? Yeah, Yeah, I think so. All right, so find your Chicago Med and take care of yourselves, and we'll see you on the flip side. And the cool thing is that we're not violent. Yeah, and we don't have to pay people to show up at our, you know, like, you've come a long way, baby. Yeah, you've come a long way, Libby's. Snowflakes, like, I like the term snowflakes. I'm not going to adopt it because I'd rather call you Libby's. But you've come a long way from marching for women's rights to being okay with paid anarchy, or paying anarchists to destroy public property, which is really interesting. Public and private property, when it's destroyed, guess what happens, Libby's? Insurance premiums go up. And last time I checked, people pay insurance premiums. I gather that it's not just Whitey, evil Whitey, paying insurance premiums. So what you've done is you've necessitated uptick in insurance premiums around the country, in Portland and Chicago and Miami and any other number of cities where you've broken so much as a single 40-watt light bulb. Yeah, you've raised insurance rates for minorities. Yeah. Now, you're not quite bright enough to follow that. So, really, we should get the next 16 years of rule, and then you'll see how beautiful this country is, and Detroit will turn into a shining city on a hill again. And you guys, see, here's the interesting thing about America. You know, it's interesting, you know, like after the Reagans and so forth, and then you have a Clinton not all that long thereafter, and they're riding the wings of kinetic finance, so to speak, and then everyone's like, oh, yeah, Dems are smart, or money's concerned, ah, yeah. No, you're not. What you're doing is these cycles oftentimes take place, or you've had Republican-controlled Senate and House during those prosperous years. And interestingly enough, even the last Bush's reign, if you will, the numbers began to be crushed. Amazing numbers, like 2.8% unemployment rate, the real unemployment rate or whatever, maybe 3%. But you crushed those kinds of things with the democratically controlled House and Senate. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so check yourselves into a hospital if you think that conservatives are going to kick you out of the United States or harm you. Just check yourselves into a hospital. That's all I ask. Remember, you can check me out online at 40and28.weebly.com and Dakota Lone Star on Facebook, D-A-K-O-T-A, Dakota Lone Star on Facebook, and DOC_OTA, because I only had one iota of a crap left in me prior to this election, but now I'm kind of re-energized after 9 years of the lowest learner worm form of Sharia shenanigans. All right, have a great day, America. Ciao.